Accession number 22356, Reel 5.
Freddie Andrews, Reel 5. Earlier on, you were saying that your unit was a TA unit.
Yeah.
Were they recruited from one particular part of England?
The 130 Field Ambulance was a TA unit which was formed in Portsmouth. In Portsmouth, so that we were all Pompey people in the unit. That changed, of course, when we went down to Somerset, where they had to sort out the immatures, which were under 18 or under 20, whatever it was, prior to going over to Dunkirk, which didn't happen. But then we got an intake then from Liverpool Irish Scousers and all that sort of thing, which we had quite a bit of trouble with, some of them. We had one bloke who was bald, and he wouldn't take his hat off in the mess. There was another one who wouldn't put on his uniform, so we had a bit of trouble. We broke him in the end, but so ultimately, and when we had a throughput, sort of during the war with casualties and that sort of thing. So when I formed the Old Comrades Association in '46, they were from Scotland, Lowestoft, Liverpool, everywhere.
You were saying, you talked about this monkey box mm-hmm. and the first aid satchel.
Mm-hmm.
What was the difference between them in contents?
Well, the satchel just had shell dressings, such a dressing with a pad of lint and cotton wool on there. Incidentally, the bandages in those days were brown because it didn't show the blood so much. and I've still got some of those home. Whereas the monkey box, we had syringes, and that's where we had took the ampules of chloroform and ether, and a much more sophisticated, wider extent to treat more elaborate, if I may say, wounds.
Why was the monkey box called a monkey box?
I haven't a clue.
How do you feel now about having served in the Royal Army Medical Corps in the Second
World War? Very proud. Very proud.
Did it have any lasting effects on you?
No. The only thing, lasting effect, as you noticed when I was relating, burying my pal at a chateau, and for a couple of years afterwards I was having nightmares about that, and I can't talk about it without crying there. And I've been back there several times.